It is the weekend. I hope you've had a lovely weekend watching the Mighty Reds. And why wouldn't you? They're looking really good at the moment. And the table is looking pretty good as well. I want to talk a little bit about the table because it's quite interesting to look at, you know, comparisons from year on year and things like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I'm joined by Lauren and Neil. And I'll start with you, Lauren, to talk about yesterday's game for Liverpool. Give you the chance. Me and Neil will have talked about it a few times by now. I'll talk about it more, let's be honest. But I just want to know what everyone made of yesterday. So what did you make of yesterday?
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it? I think initially when you see this fixture, you always think it can go one or two ways. And it's always a little bit nervy, especially when you play them so early on in the season. Obviously, we've had a really good start to the season so far, but it's always just one of them that you think, oh, you never quite know what's going to happen. But I think within the first 5 minutes yesterday, you kind of knew how it was going to go.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to how we've started every game so far, just that high press, you know, just putting teams under pressure straight away. And I think, not that United were maybe surprised by it, but I just don't think they expected it to go the way it did. And obviously, you know, mistakes by their players and stuff played a huge part in that. But I think we've just got to take into consideration how brilliant this Liverpool team started the season so far, especially, you know, under a new manager, and how they've just been able to transition into that so well and so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, after me building this up in my own head, Neil, is the biggest game in 20 years.
Which I did do.
I need to remember that and be pleased that we won the biggest game in 20 years and congratulate them for that.
Absolutely. When you were building this up, I was actually just a little bit reminded of your frustration with people's attitude towards the 2014 game. Where, honestly, when the team... I mean, you were building up before we'd even played a competitive game. So let's be crystal clear.
Yeah.
And by the time, I think you'd calmed down from your...
By the time we'd seen how good we were.
And we'd won two.
Yeah.
Which helped. But, yeah, the thing that was always in my mind, even when you were building it up in your mind, the thing that was always in my mind was as simple as you just look at the two team sheets and... Genuinely, it's not an exaggeration, and it's why I've found a lot of the sort of the wider, not even the idea that Man United could finish fourth, because I think you can have that opinion, I think it's a wrong one, but that Man United could be putting pressure on Liverpool this season opinion, I found that difficult because there is not a single one of those players who started for them who get in our first 11. And I like a few of them. I'm not as down on a few of them as other people in that they'd be decent and tidy squad players to have around the place. You know, we could do a lot worse than have Dalot bouncing around as your cover left back. I think he's a good player and he can play both sides. Do you know what I mean? There's literally worse. This is not me slaughtering Manchester United in the same way I will slaughter Manchester United's pundit class